moderated. U.S. banks' earnings in the July to September period jumped as continued growth in lending fueled interest income. After failing a Bank of England stress test, RBS must add about $2.5 billion in capital. The annual health checks also expose weaknesses at two other banks, Barclays and Standard Chartered PLC, but neither bank needs to change its capital plans. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's your Money Now.
Marilyn. Good Wednesday morning. It is 8:34 here on your Wednesday morning connection. And as we've been saying all morning long, we have a special guest here in the studio this morning from the Pennsylvania Freedom Fighters, Jeff Harrison, joining us this morning with some exciting news about an investigation. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, yeah, it is kind of exciting, and it's something I wish we didn't have to address. It's very controversial. The media hasn't covered this and won't cover it. A lot of people who have investigated this go across the board. I'm a janitor, but we have truck drivers, we have attorneys, we have businessmen. We have people from all walks of life working on this together. Matter of fact, we have it's not a Republican issue, it's not a Democrat issue, but I can tell you that there's been a bunch of Democrats that have been working on this too. So basically, that's where we stand on this thing here. It's very controversial. It's beyond mind comprehension.
Well, let's clue people in. I mean, what's the investigation on? And because we say that we have an announcement for an investigation, but, you know, give us some background. What's the investigation on?
Well, basically, it's the background on President Obama's credentials. And there's three things in question. One is the birth certificate that he released to the public. The other one, his Social Security number, which he's probably used a bunch. His aliases, he's used a couple of different aliases. And Selective Service Registration Card. So basically what this comes down to is we're talking about your voting, you know, who you vote for, voter fraud. That's been in the news lately. Mm-hmm. And this is probably the biggest voter fraud ever. And it's on the American people. So if you want to talk about your vote being disenfranchised, this is going to blow. This might blow the lid off anything. This has been probably the crime of the century.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that, you know, getting more in depth a little bit later. But for right now, I'm kind of interested in your background in this and how you got started.
Well, I joined the Tea Party several years ago. I guess I can't keep track of time. several years ago. And at that time, I came across what was called the Articles of Freedom. And what the Articles of Freedom was a bunch of, get going here. Articles of Freedom was a bunch of delegates met in St. Charles, Illinois. And there's like 102 delegates from all across America, from each state, from most of the states, like two or three delegates from each state.
Okay.
And these guys are constitutional experts. And so Obama, he made pages, Articles of Freedom, it's like 50 pages long, and he made pages number 42 to 46. And it talks about him not being a natural-born citizen. It talks about he wasn't vetted. It just talks about, a bunch of whereas. It says that from his statement, he said he had a Kenyan father, and that would have made him a non-natural-born citizen, and he has fraudulent credentials. So it's several pages, and that's how I got started on this. I wasn't looking for this subject. I didn't want this subject. I don't want this subject now, but that's how I got started at it. And then I went on from there. For a couple years, I was kind of in a gray area. I was studying everything, reading everything on WorldNet Daily. Jerome Corzai wrote a book about Obama's birth certificate, and Philip Berg from Eastern Pennsylvania wrote a book, Obama Scare. And so I got a hold of all kinds of books. I read everything. WorldNet Daily was one of the sites I went to. The Birther Report. So there was a bunch of websites. And I just, what I couldn't believe is, how did this happen? How did we get somebody in there as president who has very fraudulent credentials, perhaps, who one of the reasons he got in there, I'm going off on tangents, one of the reasons he got in there is because when you go to the Secretary of State, each state nominates you to be on the ballot. And the Democrat Party did not put down that he met the constitutional requirements of being a natural-born citizen. They said he met the requirements of being a, according to the Democrat Party, he met the qualifications, not according to the Constitution as being a natural-born citizen. So in the Marine Corps, I had a saying. I was a junior enlisted guy. I made up the rank of sergeant. And we had a saying that rank had its privileges. Well,
rank has its privileges.
Rank has its privileges. It's like a two-tier system. And we heard about that lately in the news, the two-tier system. And I'm not picking on Hillary, not talking about Benghazi. Did I say that word? I didn't fraud, all that other things. But, you know, we had a two-tier system. So I listed in the Marines. I had a police background check, and they were going to kick me out because I had said I fraudulently enlisted. I had a minor traffic citation, which I did declare. They were going to kick me out after I made it through basic training. And about 30-40% guys don't make it through training. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my life on the line for the country. I didn't get that one, but it got cleared up. A couple years later, I went for a top secret clearance. I guess I passed it. So anyways, I didn't get booted out. So what I'm saying is, nobody should be above the law, and this is basically what it is, above the law. And it talks about checks and balances in our government, and that we don't get some kind of usurper in the White House. And we very well may be looking that we have a usurper in the White House.
Well, you know, let's back it up just a little bit, because we started off the program with the announcement that eventually the investigation results are going to be coming out. And like you said, you have a background with the Tea Party. You've been investigating this for a while, but you're not the only one. You're actually a local volunteer for a sheriff out in Arizona. So give me a little bit of background on him, too.
Well, okay. Sheriff Joel Pyle, what a character. He's 84 years old. He's known to be the toughest sheriff in America. He's probably the oldest sheriff to be in America. Some people know him by pink underwear. Toughest sheriff in America. He has a tough jail. Some of the inmates live in tents year round. They don't get a pillow. They have to wear pink underwear. That's so they get the underwear back. That's not, I thought it was being derogatory, making fun of the inmates or something, or, you know, but that wasn't the case. So anyways, he's probably got like some 60 something years in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. He worked for the federal government law enforcement around the world. He'd been a sheriff for 24 years. 24 years he's been a sheriff, Maricopa County, Arizona. He's right on the border there. He's also been in the news because they said that he's been profiling illegal immigrants when they come, you know. And so he's got a couple court cases against them. That's the administration. I don't know. That seems kind of funny, doesn't it? So anyways, Sheriff Joel Pyle, I'll give you some background. The surprise Tea Party out of Arizona. Oh, gee, those Tea Party people. Oh, my God. It wasn't the Democrats that fingered him for being wrong. It wasn't the Republicans that fingered him for being wrong. It was the Democrat or the Tea Party called the surprise Tea Party out of Arizona. And that's where they're from, surprise Tea Party. Okay.
But just
yeah. So anyways, about 248 people went up to Sheriff Pyle. This was a few years ago, and said that they believed that there was a problem with Mr. Palmer's credentials, and would he look into it? And so he wanted to clear the president. That's what he said. He gave the investigation to Lieutenant Zulo, the cold case posse, and that's sort of like a reserve extra unit. They don't use taxpayer money. And so Lieutenant Zulo, for quite some time, did investigation. He's been to Hawaii. They called in all kinds of computer experts. They spent months and months and months. They had two news conferences on this. So December 15th, I guess at 6 p.m., there is going to be a news conference. It's going to be on whereisobamasbirthcertificate.com. Other information you can find at WOBC2.com. It probably will be on the postemail.com. Probably will be on WMD.com. And it probably will be on CanadaFreePress.com. Now, I don't suspect that the national news media will be there. Maybe, just maybe, the local media will be there. But they didn't cover it for the last two times. He had two news announcements, and one in March 2012, March 1st, and also he had a news announcement on July 17th, and a bunch of information was given out at these, and there will be new information given out here. I can say since then, Sheriff has only given some tidbits. little nibbles, okay? And one of those things is the sheriff department has stated that they know who forged the birth certificate. They also sent some evidence overseas. They said there was some new technology the average person doesn't know about that has been used in the investigation. This will be given once again on December 15th at 6 p.m. our time, and this will be the third news release. The reason is the sheriff, the timing is everything. We don't know how good this timing really is. However, it does fit in, and the reason he didn't get reelected because he's been under a lot of court things about how he's so-called focused on illegal aliens, but I feel he locked them up or sent them back, and I guess he's doing his job too well. I guess he's actually controlling the border.
Well, giving that date again, December 15th, 6 p.m., that's when they're going to have that news conference. And again, like, if people are following you and maybe listening to these programs that you've been doing here on Connect FM, or maybe they've spoken to you personally and you've gotten them interested in it, this is something that they're going to want to tune into, is this news conference on December 15th, 6 p.m. Like you said, it might not be in the everyday national media, but they can go on to certain websites and find that.
Exactly. I don't expect them to cover it. Oh, but speaking of the media, some time ago, a few years ago, Lieutenant Zulu was scheduled to go on the Hannity show. I believe the day before it was canceled.
Hmm.
Now, when Obama came on board and some of the some people were aware of Obama's credentials, a bunch of media was threatened with their job license. They were told there was memos passed from high up not to talk about Obama's birth certificate at all. So this is very perplexing, you know. Like I said, it's beyond comprehension. So, it's not just about Obama's birth certificate and that he may be a usurper. It's about who's behind him. And then if you look at that he froze all his school records. Now, if you did a search on me, you could find everything you want. And I'll tell you what. You don't have to. You could ask me. I'll tell you everything, good and bad, okay? I'm not perfect. I'm flawed. I'm a sinner. Hopefully, I'm a reformed Christian now. Do I still sin? Yes. Am I going to sin in the future? Maybe. But, I know that I'm a sinful, rotten person. I haven't been the best dad. I haven't been the best husband. But I'm trying. So, basically, it all comes down to repenting. But, if you look at what Obama, that he froze his records right away, how he's letting the Second Amendment, the things he says and does, executive orders. And so that's how Trump got in here. And so, this guy, if he's found guilty, he needs to go to jail. This is a crime of the century.
So whenever we were talking about the results of this investigation, that big announcement that's going to happen on December 15th, do you have any idea exactly what he might maybe reveal? I know you were saying he gives a little bit of a nibble of information, but what do you expect to hear from this?
Well, I'm going to be blown away. I'm going to be blown away of who's involved in this, who did this, how they did it, and we still want to know why. I'm clueless, okay? I'm out of the loop. I'm not in the loop of knowledge and information. Once again, I work with Mike Volin out of Eastern Pennsylvania. He works under the lieutenant. Lieutenant works under him. So I'm kind of a little soldier. And there's a quick joke about a mob. I was watching a movie with the mob, and there was a guy behind a desk, and there was two young girls, and then the mob guys were coming in to have a talk. And he said, you girls got to leave now. And then they start talking about they were going to whack one of their buddies. And the lawyer in the room put his hands over his head and said, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't know. And I don't. Because of security and because of integrity and because of need to know, I didn't ask about stuff. I didn't think about stuff. I'm not going to cause any rumors. And I didn't want to know. I just was happy being kind of the low guy on the totem pole. doing my thing. I've been to Congressman Glenn Thompson a couple times. I was
going to say, you've talked to quite a few people about
this. Yeah, I gave him a 30-minute presentation over here at the Du Bois Diner with my other buddy from the Tea Party about a year ago or two. I've given him all kinds of information in the mail. I've talked to his people, and I've not received a response from Glenn Thompson why he didn't take this to the Congress. I also gave this to Toomey over here at VFW, is it 814 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to him by hand. Now, this is all on whereisobamasbirthcertificate.com. I've got pictures of this. I got documentation of this. I've sent letters. I've given this to the newspaper in town a couple times. I've gone to the TV station in town and WCET. You guys are the only one that is covering this as far as I know.
Huh. Well, you know what? A question that some people might have, especially as we, you know, we're through the election season, and starting in January, you know, January 20th.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I know where you're going with this.
You know, Obama's not going to be the president anymore. So why is this still
This
important
is about
to you?
Fraud. This is about fraud. It's about voter intimidation. It's about people being hurt because of this. It's about people being threatened. It's about the rule of law. It's about right and wrong. You know, it looks like, you know, we had a usurper in the White House, according to his life story. Now, we don't know. We need to maybe find out later. But he's lied to us, and he got in that office fraudulently. And you know what happens when you get into the law fraudulently? You go to jail. What if you were a policeman and you went in there and found out you were a fraud? Do you know what? A couple years ago, I found out there was two policemen in Texas, a lady who was found out to be a non-natural born citizen. I found out that a couple cops, one in Chicago, I think it was, one up in Alaska. We had a fraud here a couple years ago at the Catholic school that got in. It was a superintendent or something. So you do have a lot of people that are frauds. It's still to this day. Catch Me If You Can. That guy was a fraud in the movie, right? Leonardo DiCaprio. So you still have frauds. You still have frauds. You might have a doctor. You might. Yeah, who knows? You know, you think it doesn't happen today. And this is the biggest fraud in history.
Right,
oh,
so
speaking of fraud. Russia, they did a thing on this, and of course, I don't know if you believe they're, you know, they're, but the state of Israel or the country of Israel did a preliminary test on that. And I emailed the doctor, the head of science and technology department. I emailed this guy, and he sent me an email that was only, they did a preliminary test on Obama's credentials. They didn't do all this big stuff. They just did a very preliminary test, and they found out it was a fraud. There's a lady named Martha Zepest, who's a computer expert. And matter of fact, I have a document here. It's like 12 pages of fine print. There's been a bunch of Perkins and Coles. There's a guy that worked for the same law firm that for Obama, but he did a evaluation for Sheriff O'Pyle. So the information and evidence, we're not talking about smoke and mirrors here. We're talking this stuff that other people would be going to jail for.
And really, what you're saying, I think, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that even though starting January, you know, Obama's no longer going to be the president, but you're saying over the past 8 years, this has been an ongoing problem that you've been investigating, and at the end of it, doesn't matter if he's the president or not, there needs to be some recourse afterwards.
There's no limitation on this. Not only is Obama subject to this, but he's also subject to treason. There's a bunch of things that he's done that could bring him up on treason. And so there's a move in that there of that and articles of impeachment. There's been a bunch of articles of impeachment. I'm involved with another attorney, a Pigeon from the Law Center, I think it's in Tennessee. And they're talking about that he could be up on treason for a lot of stuff that he's done. He's just done so much funny stuff. It's you can't comprehend it. And nobody wants to touch him. They don't want to touch him because of a number of reasons, because he's the first African-American. I don't look at people like that. I served 8 years in the Marine Corps. I served with ladies. I served with everybody from across all kinds of, spectrum, the different nationalities. I look at people as just people. And so we have to get away with that. So he's not off the hook yet. And there still can be a lot of repercussions, but it's about the will to do it. Congress doesn't want to do it because they're afraid of him. They've been threatened. A guy named Jim Garrow up in Canada said that they had Obama had a team of some 300 opposition research. So a lot of people have had opposition research done on them. That's what I understand. And so a lot of people don't want to rock the boat because they could have repercussions on going out with some girl that they shouldn't have gone out with. They're into this kinky stuff. They took kickbacks. They're stealing. They're doing this. Hey, you know, we need to drain the swamp. And that's exactly what Trump is talking about.
Well, I don't want to surprise you. We have about 5 minutes left. So I want you to be able to get through the things that you want to talk about. But one of the questions that I had was, if people are listening to this or if they've heard the program in the past and maybe they've heard the things that you're saying and it's perking up their ears a little bit, what would you suggest people do who are interested in this? Who do they get in contact with? How can they maybe talk to you? And what should they be doing moving forward?
Well, I've probably done 30, 40 radio shows here. And my number is 814-375-2490. I live at 814 South Brady Street, Dubois, Pennsylvania. You could come and knock on my door at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll come and give you a talk on this. You can go to wheresobamasbirthcertificate.com. It's full of information. You can go to WOBC2.com. And there's just a lot of research that's on the internet for this stuff here. Basically, what needs to be done is people need to stop observing and letting the other guy do it. I'm tired of being the other guy. Give it to Mikey. Remember that Siri commercial? Give it to Mikey. Well, I'm tired of being Mikey, okay? I put my life on hold. I put my life on a lot of time and money in this. I've tried to talk to people, and people think, I can't do anything about it. That's where you're wrong. That's where you should be, you know, speaking up. It's all because of you people out there. A lot of you have not done anything about this. You haven't called the congressman. You haven't written a letter. You haven't talked to your neighbor. You haven't, let the other guy do it. Well, we're getting what we're getting for not paying attention, basically. Nobody paid attention. Nobody pays attention to this. I'm like a little squeaky wheel. I'm still squeaking.
Well, like you said, you know, you've talked to people and you've really put in the footwork, and it's obviously something that's close to your heart. And one thing that always amazes me whenever you come in, you always have this big stack of paperwork there. You've really done a lot of research, and you bring in some paperwork with you each time. So what do you got?
Well, my head's just a spinning. I tell you what, all this information, a lot of other people have done more work than I have. A lot of people put their life on the line. I'd like to mention a guy named Phil Berg out of Eastern Pennsylvania. He wrote a book called Obama Scare. Now, this, as I said, this is not a Republican issue, Democrat. He was a lifelong Democrat. He was high up in the Democrat Party there. And so he was out in D.C. with a microphone. He tried to he said Obama was wrong and he shouldn't be there. And he did everything he could. And that's an example. And he was mocked and criticized. Okay. Sheriff O'Pyle, he's been attacked. He's been attacked by the Justice Department because he's profiled illegal immigrants. He's been stained because, you know, when you're accused of something, people stay away from you. They don't want to get involved. And so a lot of people have taken a hit on this here. He didn't get reelected, and partly because of opposition research. And that's another thing is this thing with the people, you know, being threatened. The media was told not to cover this story. So the media is, I hope Trump, he may not have media in the White House. Isn't that something? I hope he doesn't, because they haven't done their job. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little janitor here, and I spent a little time in the Marines, and I'm just a working guy, and I'm out here telling the world that this is something huge, and nobody's paying attention to it. So I'm asking people to make phone calls to Glenn Thompson, ask them why they didn't follow up with Jeff Harrison. I want them to talk to me and Thompson, the same thing. Why haven't they done anything about this? They know. And that's the funny thing. Mike Volin, we've been to Washington, D.C., and we've talked to a lot of congressmen. And a lot of them said, we know, but we can't do anything about it. It ain't about can't. It's about won't. It's won't. Okay? I'm not a hero. I did my time in the Marines. I did like 8 years in the Marines. I have a little combat time. I did it for the right reasons. I was a white kid from the projects of Buffalo, New York. Not that I was white. And I behaved myself, finished high school. So, you know, my way to work myself up in society was I went in the military, did my time. And that helped me later on to get other jobs. And so, you know, basically this is about right and wrong, and it's about the rule of law. And nobody is above the law, not even President Obama.
Well, you know, we only have 1 minute left, counting down the 60 seconds. So any last minute advice for people as we leave them?
Well, basically, do your own homework. I don't want you to buy what I'm selling. I want you to do your homework, you know. Go on the internet. I'll come and talk to you if you want. And if you think this is right, you know, right and wrong, it always comes to the service. If it's legitimate, then take care of this. I'm asking you to call the congressman. I'm asking you to call the newspaper. I'm asking you to call a TV station. I'm asking you to ask your friends and neighbors to get involved. And let's get to the bottom of this. One guy can't do it alone, but I don't mind doing what I did.
All right. Well, thanks as always for coming in and talking with us, Jeff. And, you know, always a good show with you. And like I said, you always bring us a lot of paperwork and some interesting stuff to think about.
Thank you for guiding it.
All right. And thanks as always, Jeff, for coming in and speaking with us.
Connect FM 96.7 and 107.9 and AM 1420 WCED Dubois.
Here's the latest from ABC.